in the church at the minute, it's actually quite full because of well-wishers and supporters. But if you can picture, you know, it's a large, attractive church building in a cross shape, and one of the transepts has stained glass windows, and they've broken through the base of one of those, and then unfortunately come into the inner workings of the organ. They've smashed through a front wooden panel, and then have basically cut their way through the electrical and mechanical workings of the organ to get on further in. We think they maybe thought they were caught on CCTV, so they've smashed a monitor that was on the organ and so on. But I was saying to a few people this morning, you know, as I kind of look at across at the devastation, one, I see the great warmth from the whole community of all sections who are here to offer their support and well wishes, but also that we have our main stained glass window with the ascended Christ, and I suppose the reminder that Jesus is the one in the midst of it with us to give us the strength to face it.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, do you believe the motivation was to just come in and cause damage, or was the damage caused trying to gain access, perhaps to try and, in their minds, steal items of value?
I actually think through some of the other things that have happened, which we're kind of not really going into in detail on our interviews, but that there was really just a mindlessness to it. I don't even think they came in with a deliberate view of causing destruction or desecration, but obviously that was the result of it. And as a church, one of our core values is supporting music in the city. Mm. And in fact, we support a lot of younger musicians of all shapes and colours. I mean, Soak has recorded here, for example, and as well as many classical artists as well, and local university students. So to have the inner workings of the organ ripped out, you know, is like kind of having the heart of the church, you know, ripped out as well. Mm. Now, so many people have offered support. We've said to them that one of the ways, if they wish, they can join us on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. We have a small congregation here, usually, but very faithful, but that would be a good way of just quietly showing them their support.
Yeah, because the feeling would be, I imagine, not only yourself but also the parishioners, that this is a violation. It's an attack on them and them as individuals, because this organ already replaced an organ that was destroyed by fire, but it's been in situ for quite some time now, hasn't it?
Yes, there was sadly an arson attack in 1996, and the original organ was completely destroyed. And the late Billy West, who is a very well-known musician locally, basically redesigned and had the organ rebuilt by Wells Kennedy in 2000. Mm. Now, the organ would be considered to be one of the finest on the island, and in fact, we've had a lot, you know, international interest in it at times. But it's just the I suppose, because of that terrible situation of the arson attack, when anybody hears of the church of anything happening, a break-in, that their mind immediately goes back to that trauma. But one of the things we're finding, like we did in the trauma of that time, is how incredibly supportive the whole of the community is. I mean, we have a very close relationship with St. Eugene's, who are just across the road from us, and both the administrator, Paul Farron, and the bishop have been in contact with us. Indeed, the bishop's here in the building as we're speaking at the moment.
Mm. And in terms of items that were stolen, a tear-shaped glass decanter is amongst them, or is that the only thing that's been stolen? And the reason I ask that is that it should be very easy to identify, but we hope that because of that it wouldn't be discarded. You would want that back, obviously.
We would. I mean, particularly it was given in memory of a child who had died by their grieving parents. And so obviously that it has a special significance to the family, as well as a special significance to us as a church as we use it in our weekly worship. So yes, if anybody finds it, it's a heavy crystal, clear crystal decanter in a teardrop shape.
Okay. And as it goes now to sort of getting things back together, literally and metaphorically, I suppose, in terms of getting, I'm sure the organist is besides themselves, because there'd be a very special relationship between that person and the organ itself. But in terms of getting everything back together, that work just begins now, I suppose.
Yes, and we've had a lot of support. Stuart Smith, who works closely with our organist, Ben McGonigal, has offered his support, and Wells Kennedy, who were the organ builders. We obviously need to speak to insurers and start that journey. One of the things people have said, look, can we offer money? At this stage, we're unsure, but I would imagine we would have to rely on that generosity. Now, one of the things that we intend to do is to word it in such a way that, yes, it'll help with the repair of the organ to return it to what it should be, but also that money, if there's anything left, that we would contribute that towards the enhancing of the music of ministry in the place, because it is something that we feel has helped to bring the community together in the past. And I mean, there's very many musicians you can see from Facebook who have been here, who have sung accompanied by the organ, who have played the organ, and so on. And so it is something that we feel if people are being generous, and they already have begun to be, then that's something that we would like to, well, use to build a stronger local community, because the reality is all of them are hurting. And indeed, from my sister churches, to the political and community sector, all of them are outraged, really.
That's it, and that's an important point, because it shouldn't be forgotten that the people who perpetrated this are not representative of the wider communities, and certainly we hope, and I think we can be assured, that they don't represent, in other words, there'd be equal outrage from all areas at this kind of wanton act. Breaking stuff just for the sake of breaking stuff to get somewhere, it's just horrible.
I mean, Greg, absolutely, I couldn't underline that more. And indeed, I mean, Universal has been the support that we've received from all sectors, religious and non as well.
Yeah, exactly,
people have been very clear.
So just finally, if you don't mind, Archdeacon Miller, you talked about this service on Sunday. It's a great opportunity, do you know, because people can offer their condolences on Facebook and on radio and all that type of stuff. But, you know, seats on the pews would be a real way of showing that as well. I'm not taking away, by the way, from other people representing their views. So when is that?
The service starts at 11 o'clock on Sunday. It'll be our normal morning worship, and we would just want to extend that invitation. Come and join us. Again, it's just that sense of, I suppose, what we would term incarnation of being with one another and offering support. So people are more than welcome, and we just want to put the message out that we would see that as a support if you're able to do that.
Thank you very much indeed for coming on with us. It's appreciated. And unfortunately, it's under these circumstances, but perhaps maybe on a more positive note down the road, if there is fundraisers, or as you mentioned, when that time is right, you will allow us to sort of facilitate that as well.
Yes, and just to take the opportunity to thank yourselves as local media. I mean, the media have been superb in reporting this in a way that's been helping us to deal with our distress.